Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3362. The plan is the next short story we're going to be talking about from the Return of the Jedi from a Certain Point of View collection. This one features Malakili, the Rancor Keeper. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivoda. This is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the plan is the story about Malakili, the Rancor Keeper, in Return of the Jedi. And this one, So I was not necessarily knocked out by this one, unfortunately. So this story, the plan, is by Saladin Ahmed. And it basically is an origin story for Malakili. So we find him on Corellia. We find out that he had a very rough childhood, a mother who was very unkind to him, who then abandoned him, and then a guy named Scraps, who was, for all intents and purposes, a homegrown vet helping people on Corellia with their various animals, whether they were just pets or beasts of burden or service or what have you. And, Scraps took him in, helped him find his purpose because he was able to have this great connection with animals and whatnot. But then pirates came and, we are in full spoiler territory on these, which I've said in previous episodes. But basically, pirates come and kill Scraps and kill his favorite pet companion that's there and take Malakili and sell him to the highest bidder. And then once various people find how good he is with animals, they continue selling him to the highest bidder until he's eventually sold to Jabba the Hutt and given the opportunity to tame Patissa, the Rancor. And he just says, I get to be nice to the Rancor and actually get the Rancor to trust me, or, until it's going to be subjected to a life of cruelty and just being broken by who knows who else, because I don't know who else is working on Patissa. And then the heart of the story has to do with this idea of the plan. So Scraps had this idea that somehow, I guess some folktale, some myth, some legend, that if you feed a live Jedi to an animal and that animal eats a live Jedi, then that animal becomes a wishing beast. The idea that you could wish for anything on that animal and then you would be able to get it. Fanciful, perhaps, but Scraps apparently was really into this idea. And so when Luke Skywalker shows up, Malakili thinks to himself, oh, now my Patissa is going to be a wishing beast because she's going to eat Luke Skywalker. And that's basically it. And he just says, he's been dreaming of escaping with Patissa from Jabba's palace and thinks that soon it'll all be over and they'll be able to get out of there. And obviously that's not how it goes. And the story pretty much ends on Malakili going, there he is. Soon, all of our troubles will be taken care of and that's it. So, it was interesting as far as it being an origin story, I guess, but it was really just mostly sad and made me feel just continuously terrible about Malakili and his fate, which, let's be honest, there are a lot of people in Star Wars who have a lot of bad things happen to them. And yeah, it's not all fun and games. So this one was pretty much an accurate reflection thereof. And this is yet another story in this, since we've been sort of keeping track of this, that most of the incidents in the story take place outside of the bounds of Return of the Jedi. There are years that Malakili has been at Jabba's palace prior to the events of Return of the Jedi. So yeah, it's just another strange little fact that I'm collecting about these stories, basically. And that is gonna do it. That's literally gonna do it for what we've got to talk about with the plan and what we have to talk about for this episode of the podcast. So just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.